And welcome back to the Greg Horrendous Show, where, yes, Kenny, I've met a lot of coaches in my day, and usually I get their names right. We're like best friends. On April 26th, 2019, Angelica Shumiwa was named the 7th head basketball coach at Fairleigh Dickinson University, and she is now our guest. Welcome, Coach Ange.
Hello, very happy to be here. And actually, very good on my last name. Very, very
I tried
good.
Hard.
This was probably the best pronunciation.
How about that, G?
Okay. Not bad. Yep. You know what is the commencement thing now? I have another air about my command of the language. And obviously, that was, for our listeners, the national anthem of the country of Poland.
Thank you for surprising me here.
And we gave her a little surprise. And just so you know, this is your first time on the show, and you don't know much about the show. This is about the beginnings of where you came from and when you were a little girl and how it all started. So I want to know your family tree. Who were the first people to come from Poland to the United States?
So, interestingly enough, actually, my grandfather, my mom's dad, he was born here in 1914.
Okay.
And he lived here for 3 years before his dad, my great-grandfather, was killed during the war.
Yes.
And then his mom decided to move everyone back home.
Wow.
So, I didn't even know that until... You know, probably when I was about 15, 16 years old, that actually our grandfather was actually born here.
Wow.
And he lived here for 3 years. It's just something we didn't really talk about.
And then they went back.
Yeah. Yeah, they went back. They went back. And then obviously my mom and, you know, she had 7 siblings. They were born, all born in Poland.
And then who came back this way?
So now there's a lot of family members. My mom lives here.
Right.
My sister, I have one sister. She's older than me. She lives here.
Yes.
In New Jersey. I have...
And I met your mom at the press conference, correct?
Yes.
And your sister? Was your sister
She was
here?
Not there. She's a cop, so she was working.
That's
she
right.
had to
but
work.
But your aunt was your aunt? And your cousin? You just
my
had a lot of family.
My cousin was there. My mother-in-law.
Okay, yes.
Lives in Queens.
That's right.
She came. Yes.
Beautiful people.
Yes, beautiful.
And your husband, Rafael?
Yes.
Oh, which is this guy, Kenny, the chill dude of the century, man.
So we have our guest for next week?
I don't know. No, he wouldn't even say. He's a very quiet man, and I know why he's quiet, because his wife does all the talking. Kenny, my office and Ange's office are just right next to one another. And for years, and I love Coach Sinella, and I know this is a tough business, and Coach Sinella has moved on, but Pete was quiet, and I was kind of used to being the loud one. Now I'm the church mouse in the room. It's like Ange is taking over the alumni suite, but your husband, tell us about how you met your husband now. We're figuring out the family tree. How did you start your family by meeting your husband?
So we actually met through mutual friends,
okay.
And it was one of those deals, actually. So I was at the time, it was my sophomore year in college.
Okay.
I went to junior college. No, I went
Mercer.
To junior college.
At
Mercer Community College.
Gotcha.
And then, but I already made my decision to go to LIU Brooklyn.
LIU.
So when I met him at that time, he lived in New York. So we met and we just kind of hit it off. It was one of those deals. You just knew without knowing.
Right. And where was the first time you laid eyes on this man?
Where
were you?
Oh my gosh, somewhere in New Jersey.
Just in down near Mercer, down south or up north or?
Down south.
Down south.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your sons, we have to talk about that because they were like, they stole the entire press conference.
You're talking about my four-year-old?
Yes.
Who literally I almost stepped on without even realizing his
that
head was directly
classic.
Behind my
Yes.
My
I have a picture feet. Of it, Kenny. While Ange was giving her talk about the program and moving forward, you just saw like a foot and like a body laid out behind her. And that was that Christian or Daniel? Which
that
one?
That was Daniel. Daniel's
Daniel.
My four-year-old.
Okay.
Christian is my 10-year-old.
Christian's a little bit older.
Yes. Christian is the one that was panicking a little bit.
Yes.
You know, about the move, the change.
Yes.
He doesn't like the change. But
because it's hard. And even though you obviously you never really left because you're in Ridgefield, and you were commuting to Fordham.
Yes.
So you didn't have to move
no.
out of the house, but just a change of where you were working.
Yeah,
was...
I mean, he's 10 years old. I was there for 8 years, so
pretty much
all he knows is Fordham and the team and the girls. So that for
no,
him, that was the end of the world
was,
at the time.
Mm-hmm. Because my son, Trey, has lived in 6 different homes throughout my coaching expedition here.
Yeah.
So every move, that was a little traumatic, but he was kind of got used to the whole deal. So your family, it's just a little different. In my household, the dad is the coach. Now the mom is the coach, which is the way of life for your family.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any, is your husband, the duties? Like today, Kenny, before I came in, I had to do certain things, patio furniture. I had to do laundry. I had my list of things, but I'm the coach. But when the wife's the coach, does it flip flop? Like, does your husband is he the cook or are you still the cook?
I mean, we both do.
You share.
And I think that's,
you share.
We do share. I mean, we kind of have to.
You have to.
And obviously, when I'm home, I try to do as much as I can because I already feel guilty
enough about him
having to do. I don't feel guilty
when I go home. I don't.
Maybe that will pass for me. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not there yet.
Yeah, no.
We share.
Yes.
We share. Obviously, when he cleans, it's a lot different than when I clean.
No.
So it's, and he tries. He tries.
Oh,
try to.
I love it. It's hard to get mad at your husband.
No, it's hard.
Isn't it? He's got this look, Kenny, that you just you feel like you know him and you just feel you want to hug. I hugged him the first time I met him.
He's one of those people. Yes. So when he actually, he's so laid back, then when he actually raises his voice, that's when I know. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's time.
Okay, I need to move. So I need to stop.
Eerily similar. Like when my wife is chill, happy, but when she gets that look, I know it. And I'm like, okay, man, I got to straighten up. And it's a little intimidating.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about this. Not only were you a great player at LIU, but prior to that, I did some research, you were a monster at Mercer. I mean, you won back-to-back regional championships. You were the MVP. You were an athletic passing guard leader. Like, tell me about your JUCO. Like, if you were that good in JUCO, did you have a number of schools recruiting you, or was it just LIU? Tell me about yourself as a player and your venture to playing college basketball.
I mean, so I played, back home in Poland.
Yes.
And we had a pretty good team. You know, over in Europe, you don't necessarily play for a high school team or a AU team.
You
belong
team.
To a club, and
yes.
that's where you train, who you train with, basically all year long, except for maybe like 1 month. That's kind of what I always did. So when I went to junior college, Mercer, I didn't really know how good our team was going to be because our first year we went to nationals.
Right.
We won a lot of games.
Yes.
My sophomore year, we lost in district. We were one game away from going to the nationals. So that was obviously disappointing because I thought we had a better team my sophomore year. But yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was definitely different. It took time getting used to. I'll never forget my first team practice. I got a bloody nose, and my teammate, who's actually still my friend, she goes, "Welcome to USA," and I'm like, "Okay, that's how it is. Let's go." So you kind of had to, get used to it. Physicality, just different style. But
it's
fun. It's fun.
And your recruitment to LIU,
mm-hmm.
who recruited you from LIU to get you to go there?
I had a couple schools that were recruiting me, but I ultimately wanted to be in the city and not that far from. My mom lives in New Jersey, in Trenton, New Jersey, so I didn't want to go too far away. So I ultimately focused on a couple of the schools in New York City, but Patty Delahanty was a coach there. When she recruited me, but when I signed, Tony Bozzella, who's now at Seton Hall,
that's the Bozzella
became the
connection.
Head coach. So I played for him for 2
years.
Yes.
So you played for the current head basketball coach at Seton Hall
that's
University
correct.
Women.
Yep.
Tony's a class. Give me a Tony-ism. I mean, guy, I just watch him on the bench, and I'm like kind of like he's I can't keep my eyes off of him. The guy's a nervous wreck.
You know what? But that's what makes him. That's why his teams are always good.
Because he gets
you to play at the highest level.
Yes.
You know, and you just compete every single second you're out there. You just compete. Mm-hmm.
As a player, and you won the NEC Conference Championship. Is that correct?
Yes.
As a player.
Yes. Yes.
And back then, you were known as the LIU.
Blackbirds.
Blackbirds. Now they're the Sharks. You got to be down. Are you down on that? Or come on, man. You're an alum. You can talk as an alum now. Take the head coach hat. Do you like the Sharks?
I will always be a Blackbird at heart.
Yes.
That's all I have to say.
Yes. Politically correct. Kenny, what do you think?
Well, back when I was announcing games, we had a lot of LIU games, obviously. They're the Blackbirds. This is a recent change. I didn't even know about
it. Oh, you didn't know? Yeah, no. They're the Sharks now.
The Sharks. Yes, the Sharks.
When you were playing at LIU, obviously you played for a great coach. Did you see coaching now coming down the pike, or were you like looking at, hey, I can play professional basketball? As you were, you know, getting through your LIU years, were you looking to be a head basketball coach or a pro or just be a mom, or what were you thinking about doing?
So it's definitely, I mean, I definitely had my, you know, aspirations of playing professional basketball, and quite frankly, like, if I wanted to go back to Poland or anywhere in Europe, I know I would have been able to.
Sure.
Just my situation was a little bit different because my family, my mom, my sister was here.
Yes.
You know, and then at that point, at the end of my college career,
you had a boyfriend too,
and very serious boyfriend. We obviously ended up, you know, getting married.
Yes.
So priorities changed a little bit,
yes.
But you know, definitely had my options, you know, back then, and just decided to go a different way.
Your first coaching venture then would be at Monmouth, is that correct, or is it right at LIU?
LIU.
Okay.
So what happened was, after 2 years, Tony Bazzola left, and then Stephanie Geatley became
there
a head coach. And so when I graduated, I don't know if you knew that, but I also played lacrosse in my third year.
You were a co-captain. You were a two-sport star. Come on now. I did some research on you.
Good job.
Yes.
Yeah. That was...
Which is very impressive. And if you watch her coach, Kenny, she can coach football, soccer. This woman is... No, when you... I've been... This is my 36th year of coaching collegiate athletics, and I go to every practice. So when I walk into a gym or a field, you just get a feel. And Kenny, she's just got the pose, the look... Just the whole giddy up. So I'm not your. And plus, if you can coach one sport, I think you can coach multiple. You're an educator. You know, you're a teacher. But I love that you played lacrosse. Were you had to be a defense? Were you a defenseman, or were you a middie or an attack? See, what were you?
Center.
Stop.
Which is actually that I listen.
Is that face-off? When you were center, do you do the face-offs as well?
I didn't do it, but
okay.
Center is basically you have to play offense and defense. So
yeah, no,
back
that's
in the day,
you.
I was very much in shape. I was very fast.
Yes.
So, you know, and how that happened was...
Center, Kenny.
When I was done with basketball, they had just added the lacrosse program. So they just said, hey, I mean, because you can play 5 years,
right?
Look at
you. Yeah,
you have 5
yeah.
years to play 2 different sports or 4 years of one sport.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what happened. And I played center position, which was it's very
that's
similar
nuts.
To basketball. Very similar.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Concepts, really offense, one-on-one offense.
I went to Merrimack College, and for 4 years I roomed with Jamie Giatrellis. The last time I ever saw the man was at our graduation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every day for 4 years we were together, and he played lacrosse, and his body – and all the bodies of these guys was just black and blue from the head to toe. Like, you had to be, like, especially you playing center, your offense, defense, that takes a toll on your body, did it not?
Yes and no, and here's why.
Okay.
That was something that I learned.
You were hitting people.
Men's lacrosse, totally different than women's lacrosse.
Okay.
So when I was preparing for my for my first and only lacrosse season, right?
I
was under the impression that it was kind of like in basketball, pretty much the same rules.
Sure.
No. Not as physical.
Couldn't touch,
yellow card in my first collegiate game, you know, I hit somebody in the head, you know, things like that.
Yes.
So I love physicality. So that was definitely something I was I was excited for.
Tell me about, because the clock ticks here quick, you and Stephanie Gately, yes, and that literal, like, professional marriage started at LAU, it sounded like, and yes, continued all the way up to Fordham. Tell me about the synergy between you two guys, because when you're Stephanie is just an incredible coach and an even bigger personality. And now you have Coach Ange here. Just tell me about how that all worked and how much she's meant to you in your career.
Oh, my gosh. She means everything to me. I mean, you know, when you work with somebody for 16 years, there's a reason why.
Right.
You know, and you've
how many years?
16 years.
16.
16.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a long time.
That is a long time. So, and, you know, and she's just, obviously, you've already mentioned, I mean, she's a great coach and
yes,
has a great personality. I mean, she's an amazing friend and,
yes,
and my mentor.
Right.
You know, right, so, and you know how it is in the coaching, right, in the coaching world. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of...
You need a partner. You need,
yes,
people that you could depend on and,
yes,
people that are there for you.
You know, I mean,
what's the number one thing that you learned from her? If you just had to say one thing, or I'll give you maybe one and 1A.
Uh-huh. It, always treat people the right way.
Nice.
You know, and
yes,
then, I mean, the biggest thing is, and I've known her for 16 years, so I've,
right,
seen her, you know, so I know a lot more than a lot of people see, right, just because.
Sure, sure.
You know, she's big on attitudes are contagious, is yours worth catching?
Nice.
And that's,
yes,
the biggest thing that I know, that she's so consistent. Like, you,
right,
really don't know what's going on in her life. She steps across the lines, goes, you know,
right,
to the court, and,
right,
you would have never known what she's going with, what,
exactly,
she's going through. And it's,
exactly,
just, you know, but
she's
treat
a tough
people
woman.
The,
yeah,
yeah, she is.
Yeah,
she is.
Is.
True
an
professional.
Excellent coach.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the record, Kenny, Fordham University won the first ever Atlantic 10. Second?
Well, in our 8 years.
In your 8 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, first ever, were you going to say regular season? I'm sorry.
NEC champ, excuse me, Atlantic 10 champions? Or no? Am I being getting bad,
well,
information?
In our 8 years.
Yes. You won how many championships?
Twice.
Twice. Okay, twice.
Mm-hmm.
And you won the Atlantic 10 regular season championship?
This year. Yeah,
so
just
this
like
year, very common. But you were co, correct? You,
yes,
were co.
Yes.
And so,
mm-hmm,
were we.
Yeah,
we were
so
both
funny.
Co's, and,
yeah,
we both won the conference championship. So very similar experiences. Tell me along the way, you're a talented coach. You've won at every step as a player and as a coach. You've been together for 16 years. Is this the first opportunity you had that you really wanted to come to FDU, or did you have other opportunities that – you said, you know what, let me stay here. I got a good thing going on in Fordham.
I mean, I've never really looked, you know, actively and,
right,
just looked around. This, you know, I mean, Brad reached out and you know, and we talked. And then,
right,
when I came on campus, you know, I mean, the last 2 years I kind of felt like, okay, I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready to go. And,
yes,
you know, and
it was time.
And it was time, yeah. And, you know, and it wasn't easy because obviously we have something so good at Fordham. It wasn't easy.
Right.
But I think when I came here, I mean, Brad is just an amazing guy. And,
yes,
and you know, and everyone that I met, all the people here were,
sure,
just, you know, it just made it an easier
made
decision.
Right.
Yeah.
And you live in Ridgefield.
I do,
the,
yes,
truth be known. So the commute is shorter and you're familiar with the area.
Yes. Yes.
Tell me this. Our team next year, the Lady Knights,
mm-hmm,
what are they going to look like? How are they going to play this year? And then 5 years from now, what do you envision? Because it's a process. As you well know, you're going through it. We talk about it on a daily basis. And I went through it.
Mm-hmm.
This is my 7th year. But you have a vision, you know, and I'd like you to share your vision with me and with our FDU alums and families and people that are listening.
Yeah. I mean, next year you're going to see, I mean, you know, team that's going to play hard 100%, 100%
yes,
of the time, every
yes,
single second out there. You know, if you yes, were to walk into our gym and not look at the scoreboard, I want you to not
know what the score is.
Not know what the score is. So
yes,
whether we're, you know, up 20 or down 20, we're going to play hard.
Right.
You know, play hard, but with a purpose. I mean,
right,
I think that's the biggest thing. They're the two biggest things that
are
you,
you
going
to try to,
right,
like,
now.
Are you a, you know, are you going to start it on the defensive end, or are you going to just run and gun, or what do you think?
Defense.
I know it's
defense,
yes,
defense, defense,
yes,
defense.
Old school
gotta,
here. We got a young,
yeah,
Belichick. We got a Bella chick is what we have here.
She seems a lot more fun than Bill Belichick.
Oh, no, way more fun. But she's old school. I would say you're old school defense, hard work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, everyone gets excited about offense. But,
yes.
You know, what's the point of scoring all these points if you're going to
give
them away? Give
them up.
Yes. So, you know, I think with this team right now, defense is going to be our backbone. And, you know, talk to our team all the time, especially on our schedule, conference, out of conference. There's a lot of 50-50 games.
Right.
And what is it that's going to... Exactly. What is it that's going to make you into a 60-40 game? Or make it into a 60-40 game?
Yes.
And that's going to be those little things, paying attention to details. And, you know, a lot of them are on the defensive end.
Tell me about your staff. I know it's just about official and complete, but just tell me quickly about your staff. Give your staff a plug. Give them a...
Yeah, well, Jess Simmons, she's actually a New Jersey native.
I know, I love her.
She played at, you know, GW and at Providence, played professionally. She's a post coach. She, I stole her from Siena College,
That's
so
huge.
I'm very excited.
Good for you. Yes.
I think we share a lot of the same values, family values.
Yes.
She's a passionate person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just can't wait to, you know, to just work with her, you know, throughout the season. Megan is... she's a young, up-and-coming coach.
Yeah.
She's from outside of Philadelphia,
Philadelphia
area.
Yeah.
Recently coached
She's got
at
an
San
old
Francisco.
Soul, though. You know,
she does.
She's been around.
Very,
like,
yes.
She
like,
gets
you would have
it.
Never, if she told you her age, you'd be like,
it.
What? There's
right.
no way you're this,
this
you're,
young.
This
yeah,
young.
No, no, no. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so
you're
that's
right.
what kind of, I mean, that's what I love about her. I mean, you don't really, she's a quick learner.
Yes.
You tell her one thing, she already does three things in a row. You
yes.
know, three things for you. So, yeah, she's going to be a great coach.
Tell me about, to wrap it up, your goals. What are your goals, long-term, short-term, academics, basketball, the conference, NCAA? What have you been able to take a deep breath to set your goals yet as a coach, or are you still in the process of setting those?
Yeah. I mean, academically, you mentioned academics. I mean, that's the number one thing.
Yes.
one thing for our players is for our players to graduate.
Yes.
So that will never, basketball will never come in front of that because I would be doing them disservice. So we're going to be very, very, you know, serious about it. You know,
right.
You're not going to miss class. You're not going
no.
to you
no.
know, come late to class.
Sure.
None of that. None of that.
Yes.
Be the best that you can be. I mean,
yes.
everyone's best is different. I understand that. Not everyone can be
Amen.
An A student. But, you know, that is going to be our number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think as far as basketball, obviously long-term goal is, hey, NEC championships.
That's
you know,
right.
we want to be at the top of the NEC.
Yes.
Not in the middle, not in the bottom, you know.
The top.
You don't want to be average. Average
yes.
is the best of the worst of the best.
Yes. Well, I like that, Kenny.
There we go. Think about
I might,
that.
My next commencement, I might slip that in. I might slip that in.
I wrote it down for you, Coach.
I got.
Yeah.
I'll have to work on that one. But no, you know, you're right, man. You don't want to be. Anybody can be ordinary. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean. And I think what you bring to the table so far. I mean, as a college basketball coach and colleague, I'm extremely impressed. And I know, you know, you have that same look on certain days that I had 7 years ago, where like I don't know if I can do this. But you are going to do it. Trust me.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
So relax to a little bit. We got a little YouTube.
Beautiful
We're
day.
Going out.
Beautiful day.
See this? This is a little bit of like a little medicine for you. Bring you over here. You meet Kenny. How do you like the studio?
I love it. Thank you.
It's
no,
very
this is,
cool.
It
Put
is.
This into the recruiting trip. When
it
the,
is. No, absolutely.
WFDU is here for Angelica. Coach Ange, she's going to be – I can't wait to see you coach the game.
Me too.
I can't wait to see you coach.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't want to do that.
That's just, fun.
That's fun too.
It's
and guess what?
Fun.
Kenny is going to be – give her a three ball, Kenny.
Three ball. FTU Knights.
Nice.
Ange, I
nice.
Cannot thank you enough for coming on. We welcome you with open arms, and I know you're going to be great. Trust me on that one, and I appreciate you being on – The Greg Herenda Show and WFDU.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And we'll be back with more after this.
Hey, Knights fans. This is Brad Hurlbut, Director of Athletics at Fairleigh Dickinson University. When I'm not busy working the Rothman Center, I'm always tuned into The Greg Herenda Show on WFDU.
stay.